Nicole Fujiuchi bought her own condominium in Kaka'ako this year. Her salary is in the 60 to 70% area median income range, or AMI. She started working as a nurse 5 years ago and is now 29 years old.
I was saving a lot of money because I live with my mom and she doesn't charge me rent. So at the time when I started, maybe around $40,000 in my savings, and then maybe about $90,000 right now.
Fujiuchi has a financial advisor and investment account. Mike Monago is a senior loan officer. He takes out his calculator to figure out how much a person earning 70% AMI without debt can borrow for a single family home.
$100 for insurance and say $150 for property tax. So they have $21,000, $25,000, say $4,250. So they can afford about $430,000 loan amount with $57,000. It's definitely doable. It's just people get hung up on the down payment as to how much they can put down.
That 20% down payment is a problem for many home buyers in Hawaii. Jennifer Fries is a millennial and full-time real estate agent. She says saving, knowing how much you can afford, and what financial assistance programs are available to you are key.
There's a lot of different loan programs they can take advantage of, like first-time buyer. If it's in the rural areas, they can do USDA. So there's different options that they have. They shouldn't just rule out the possibility of being able to buy.
The Hawaii Home Ownership Center is a nonprofit that provides information, training, and personalized savings plans for first-time buyers. Executive Director Dennis Oshiro says based on their data, millennials are getting educated and buying first homes.
We went back 3 years, 5 years, and we actually found that of all the hundreds that come to us annually, we average almost half of our students that go on to home ownership were in the millennial group. So there is hope with early preparation.
Meanwhile, Fujiuchi is scheduled to move into her new Kaka'ako condo when it's completed next summer. Her mother, Cheryl, is proud of what her daughter accomplished.
She's starting young and she's responsible. She has good credit. She likes to save money, you know, and she's going to own her own place. She has a good head on her shoulder. She's doing way better than me when I was her age.
For HPR News, I am Wayne Yoshioka.